You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I'm back. Rude Rants for Black and White Sports 2. Let's talk about the NFL and rigged football games. Yesterday, I did a video where I went through a laundry list of video from that Bengals and Chiefs game, including one video clip where I would have laid some money down that Zach Taylor absolutely said, "This rigged," where he come out and just said, "It's rigged." Okay. Now, I said, I don't really think the NFL is rigged, but the fact is, I'm going to tell you, there are a bunch of NFL fans that absolutely believes this league is rigged. And the NFL is deep in bed with gambling outfits now, okay? FanDuel, DraftKings, right? BetMGM, it goes on from there. Peyton Manning, Eli doing commercials, Kevin Hart, yeah. Put a little bumps in my chest, right? So now we got Pat McAfee. You know, Pat's very well respected. Aaron Rodgers comes on his show Tuesdays. Has Ian Rappaport on pretty regularly. The officiating came up during Ryan Rosillo's podcast with Daryl Moose Johnson today. I mean, Moose Johnson was like, you know. I mean, the officiating crews look bad right now. It's a real problem. And it's a real problem the NFL has got to solve. Because the NFL is going to have to go through and reconvince a lot of people that the whole thing's not rigged. I mean, for real. It's getting crazy. Outkick. If you thought the NBA had issues with officiating after LeBron James's costly non-call, well, he threw a fit. Looked like he was out there on In Living Color out on the basketball court. I did that video for the other channel. Wait till you sit down for a weekend of NFL postseason football. One popular sports figure stepping into the ring and calling out the NFL for its refereeing problems is the Pat McAfee Show. And Pat McAfee, by the way, he was on the Royal Rumble this past weekend. Yeah. Speaking with NFL insider Adam Schefter on Monday, McAfee tackled the league for allowing its officiating crews on the Eagles, Niners, and Chiefs Bengals matchups to get away with calls that had impact on the results. And while officiating is about as expected at NFL games as overpriced Bavarian pretzels, whatever that means, McAfee's main concern with the league is seemingly having no solution ready to keep this from affecting games in the future. Well, I'm going to tell you, here's the problem. When you hear around the grapevine that the NFL simply does not care, and look, they had 53 million viewers this past week, then you've got a real problem, okay? And it's inexcusable for this billionaire business to not have full-time referees employed. And when we get down to the postseason, the NFL starts putting together these all-star refereeing crews. Well, maybe that's not the way to go, is to break up crews that's been together all year to put together crews that don't have any actual work experience or not nearly enough as their regular crews during the year. I mean, maybe that's not a great idea. Quote, "I do think, though, that we have a massive officiating issue," McAfee told Schefter. "I think the refs suck. Not all the refs. There are some refs that suck, and they shouldn't be in playoff games. Why are they in playoff games? ? Especially when there's only two games and there's going to be 50 million people watching. In the NFC matchup, the refs blatantly missed a blatant dropped pass by the Eagles wideout Devontae Smith. Well, Kyle Shanahan freaking missed it too, which set Philly up for a touchdown on its first offensive drive. Philadelphia never trailed in the game. As for the AFC, a strange do-over went in favor of the Chiefs, allowing them to pick up a crucial first down in a fourth quarter drive after failing to convert on back-to-back third down opportunities. Refs also missed two blocking the back calls that should have gone against KC. The missed calls, seemingly one-sided officiating, were so egregious to Pat McAfee that he went down a rabbit hole suggesting the referees could potentially be paid, considering they're only part-time employees. Pat Dunn went and said it, folks. Pat Dunn said it.
Blake gets a phantom PI from that crew. I don't think it's the same crew as Ron. Ron was certainly the head ref of that crew, but it all kind of ties in together. That 3rd and 9 situation certainly warrants a lot of question marks about why the fuck is this how you guys decided to figure this out. But on the flip side, it feeds. It absolutely pours gasoline onto the fire of the NFL being rigged and wanting Patrick Mahomes and a new dynasty back into the Super Bowl. Andy Reid taking on his old team, the Philadelphia Eagles.
What?
The Kelce Bowl happening.
What?
If you start thinking about how great it is to have the Chiefs and the Eagles, because the Eagles had already been decided, so if they're just booking this in real time once the Eagles go in.
And you notice he used the word booking this. Now, I'm here to tell you, as somebody that's watched wrestling for 40 years, the word booking is a thing, okay? It's scripted. It's booked, all right? I mean, it's a very physical sport like the NFL and people get hurt, but yeah, they're booking this thing. In other words, what's going to get us the biggest ratings? And let's face it, the NFL is trying to live in a world where the New England Patriots dynasty doesn't exist. So what do we need to do? We need to create a new dynasty. And that new dynasty can be, well, Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, I don't know if you've realized exactly how deep in the playoffs they've went every year since Mahomes has showed up. And certainly, the Eagles and the Chiefs, there's a lot of interesting storylines there. He's absolutely right. The Andy Reid versus the Eagles thing is about to get, I mean, it's going to be nauseating to the point of projectile vomit. We're going to hear that so much over the next 2 weeks. It's Andy Reid versus the team he coached for however many years, a decade. We're going to hear that. The Kelce brothers, oh, gag me with a damn stick. I mean, and it's just going to go on from there, you know? Since they're not completely committed to the NFL, there's a chance that somebody can get a hold of them. Now, I think they get paid well, but what is well? What is the line? Especially how much money is potentially being made off these games. Pat's just coming out and saying it, that somebody that would want to put the fix in on a game could get to a ref. So make them full-time. Boom. We can eliminate that distraction of potentially getting swayed elsewhere. Like all politicians, cause they don't get paid enough, so they're easily swayed by big pharma. Wow, he went there. Big gas, effing alcohol, tobacco, whatever you named it into. Since the NFL is far from incorporating sky camera views or any salient answer to rush calls or omissions made on the field by refs, fans can only hope that the upcoming Super Bowl won't get caught in the way of bad officiating's slippery slope. If it's ever going to change, I mean, does it have to be something egregious in the Super Bowl that gets missed? Is that how far this has got to go? And even then, does it get changed? But I'm going to tell you, the NFL rigged thing, that's been gaining steam for a while, but the last 3 or 4 months, look, NFL, it's not a bunch of tinfoil hat wearing fans now. My guess would be 50 million people watching that game, 53 million. I'm willing to bet you 20% of them, 30% of them actually have a fuzzy eyeball, the people's eyeball, at the NFL and at Roger Goodell and at what's going on here in the league. It's they're missing calls that absolutely cannot be missed, especially in these kind of big games. It's unacceptable. There's too much money at stake, too much money being gambled, and the NFL's making too much money. At some point, the NFL's got to correct it. It's losing credibility week after week after week. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And now it's been in a big game that a lot of people believe the NFL seriously wanted the Chiefs in. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Chiefs, Bills, neutral site, AFC championship game. Oh, this is our test run to neutral site championship games. Oh, my goodness. Mahomes, Allen. That's remember back when Vince changed it from wrestling to sports entertainment? Just saying. So's Pat. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.